Here's the word for today.
From Vision 180 magazine.
To help you live different every day.
All things come from you, and of your own we have given you. 1 Chronicles 29 verse 14. Generous people are always comfortable talking about money, and they are even more comfortable giving it. Self-centered people obsess over keeping what they have and how to get even more. That's possibly why Jesus, who was the most generous person in history, spoke so much about money. He understood its source, its use, and who owns it. 16 of his 38 parables deal with how to handle money and possessions. In the four Gospels, one out of every 10 verses deals with the subject. The Bible has 500 verses on prayer, roughly the same amount on faith, but over 2,000 on money and possessions. Is God trying to tell us something? Of course. And it's this. Everything you have comes from God. So you're not an owner, but an administrator of his estate. That means when he taps you on the shoulder and says, "Give to that person or to that cause," you don't argue or rationalize, but say, "Yes, Lord." After raising the money to build the temple, David prayed, "Both riches and honor comes from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to offer so willingly as this? For all things come from you and of your own we have given you." When you give to God, you are just giving back to your supplier.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
See more at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.